Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W.G. Reporter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, city of sunshine, palm trees blowing in the wind. Yes, yes, yes. Beautiful day today. Wish you were here. Glory be to God. So glad to be with you, you and you today. We thank God for those of you that listen on a continual basis. We thank God for you. We appreciate you so much today. We want to send you lots of love and hugs today, letting you know that we appreciate you. We are praying for you, and we pray that you are praying for us also. Yes, we do today. Praise God. Now, you can call us at 347-857-3925 while we're on the air. We want to hear from you. Yes, we do. Do you? How you enjoying the program? Are you, well, maybe you're not either, you know, but that's neither here nor there. Anyway, we'd like to hear from you. Anyway, today, it's a pleasure just being with you today. It's a pleasure being amongst the living, period, isn't it? Oh, yes, I appreciate God for allowing me this another day. And I send lots of love to you. Yes, 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 the listeners. Yes, yes. Near and far, wherever you are, over in the islands, Caribbean islands, we send love to you today also. Wishing you well, praying you well, we should say, rubber. Glory be to God. God, this is not a wishing well, but we are praying your wellness today, that you're well in your pocketbook as well as in your body and in all your affairs. We are praying that you are well today. Isn't that wonderful? Yes, it is. We're going to go to prayer here today. Pardon me. We're still praying for Dwayne. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we send forth the word to Dwayne today, Lord God. Lord God, waiting to hear of a good report from him concerning his heart. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Father, give him abundance of life today, God, in the area of healing, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we count it done. Father, we're praying for Vivian today also, Lord. We're asking you to touch her, touch her children right now in Jesus' name. Make them every whit whole. Lord, we send the word to Elizabeth Fayez, a father today. Lord, we send the word to him today, Father, that you touch his lungs and make him every whit whole. Lord, touch her son also, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Have mercy today, Father. And Father, we ask you to touch Mother of Mara, Jane Mara there in Brooksville. Touch her also, God. Touch her in her body, Father, in Jesus' mighty name, Lord God, because you can, as only you can, touch her today, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, we ask you to touch CJ today, God, who was stabbed 14 times. Lord, touch him. Touch his mind. Touch his spirit today. Call him out of darkness into the marvelous light. Also, touch Anthony, also, who was also stabbed, Father, in critical condition. We ask you to touch him today, God. Save these young men, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and make them everywhere whole, in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank you for it today. Lord God, we ask you right now to touch Kelly Hill in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Touch him right now in Jesus' name. Touch his broken ankle, Father, in Jesus' name, God, heal him, God. If he's committed any sins, forgive him for all his sins, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, and we count it done today. Father, we ask you to touch Michael Simpson, Lord, today. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray for his deliverance right now. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord, have mercy right now, Almighty God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we send the word to all the pastors that are going through today, God, those that are feeling that there's no use, God, those that are throwing in the towel, Lord God, let them pick that towel back up and keep on going. Father, in the name of Jesus today, Lord, oh God, refresh them, restore them, replenish them right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God, and we call it done, Father. Oh Lord God Almighty, in Jesus' name, Lord, touch America, Lord. Prayer warriors, God, those that are in leadership positions of our lives, Father God. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name, we ask you to touch them in Jesus' name, God. They need help today, God. They need to know you, Lord. Oh, Father, America need to come back to God today, Lord God. Oh, God, what got us where we were, Lord, is serving you and worshiping you and acknowledging you and respecting you. Father God, let them come forth, God, right now in Jesus' name, Lord. Let there be peace, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we thank you for it today, Holy Father. We thank you, Lord, for touching the children, Lord, all those children that have cancer. We ask you to touch them today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Make them every whit whole, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank you for it right now, Holy Father. We thank you, Lord God, making ways out of nowhere today, God. We thank you, God Almighty, for what you're doing in the midst, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for touching in our ministry also today, God, for our needs, supplying our needs today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise, honor, and glory for it. Father, we thank you for your deliverance today, God. Deliver us from the hand of Satan. Deliver us from every witchcraft worker. Lord, in Jesus' name right now, Lord, we cancel that assignment in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God. Oh, God, move in a mighty way, Lord God. We know that you are all-powerful, Lord, that you are of a strength, Lord God, that you are everything that we need, God, today. And we thank you for being that, Lord God. We thank you for saving us. We thank you for delivering us right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we give you all the praise today, Father. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, for touching the sick that is among us, those that are ill, Lord God, those that are on dialysis. Touch those right now. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus, God. Have mercy right now, God Almighty. Oh, Lord God, you are the healer today. You can heal them right now in the name of Jesus, God. Let your will be done right now in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank you for it today, God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing. We thank you for the couples, Lord, that you're restoring the love for one another back to them, God. In the name of Jesus, God, refresh them, restore them, Lord, today. In Jesus' mighty name, have mercy right now, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you for making that way right now. Lord, when their finances has gone down, Lord, lift them up today, Father. Let them know what to do, Lord God, to increase their finances right now, Holy Father, in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank you for it right now, Lord. You are so gracious and good to us, God. And we thank you for it. We thank you for life, health, and strength, Lord. We thank you for our family that rose this morning. We just want to thank you, Father God. Oh, Lord God, for making them ways for us out of nowhere. We thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, 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 we thank you today because you are a good God. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Oh, my. What would we do without the Lord? I really don't know. But anyway, let's give you a little word today, and it goes in this way. Close your eyes to the faults of others, and you open the doors of friendship. Close your eyes to the faults of others and you open the doors of friendship. So, you want to be friendly? You want some friends? Show yourself friendly. This is what the words say. If you want some friends, show yourself friendly. Can you do that? Is it hard to be? Well, I assume it's hard when people are mean and cantankerous and fussy and everything else. You know, then you feel like you can't be friendly with them, don't you? Well, be friendly anyway. You know what I'm saying? Just be friendly anyhow. It ain't going to hurt you. You know what? Anything you do is going to do something for you. It will bless you immensely. That's what you can do. Is that all right? I know it is, praise God, today. So I want you to be praying for me also today. Glory be to God. You know how the enemy's all when you're getting ready to go. The devil come with everything. You know what I mean? Everything. You look, he come with it. But you know he ain't nothing but a lie, don't you? You know that, don't you? I know you know it. Yes, you do. Praise ye the Lord. So today we just gonna talk with you today about something. And most of the time we go through, we go through a lot of things in life, don't we? We go through a whole lot of things in our lives. But let's talk about this here. Sometimes do you feel like God is distant? Do you feel like he's distant sometimes? He don't love you no more or something. You know, we go through these changes at times in our lives. And I like to call those dry seasons. We go through a dry season, huh? And we feel like God is nowhere to be found. That all you do, it doesn't help, do it? You still keep feeling like that. Is that right? So what are we talking about here, You got up this morning and you had no spiritual feelings whatsoever, did you? Pardon me. You ever got up like that? Tell the truth now and shame the devil. Tell the truth and shame the devil. You get up some mornings and you feel like you cannot. You want to pray, say your prayers and look like nothing can come out. You ever been like that? I know you have. Now, if you've been living, however long you've been living, you done went through that somewhere down the line. You start to praying and nothing happened, do it. You know, nothing happens. Nothing happens at all. And you say, what is going on here? Don't you ask that question, God, what is this, And then you start your little ritual. Get behind me, Satan. You start rebuking the devil, don't you? Come on now. And it's still nothing changed. Nothing happening. And you just telling him to get behind you and all of this stuff. You go through so much of spiritual exercise till you get tired, don't you? And then after then you ask God to forgive you. Say, Lord, if there's anything that I've done, forgive me, don't you? Then you'll go ask the people you know, if I did anything to you, will you forgive me? I don't know what I've done, but I feel like I must have done something because God is not hearing me. He has become distant from me. Is that how you feel? And you done fasted and nothing happened either, did it? Come on, talk about it now. Tell me about it. You know you've been through these things. You know, people go through these things. The saints go through these things, do they not? Now listen what this scripture say here. I'm going to read in Isaiah. I'm going to give you a scripture here in Isaiah, starting at the 17th verse. And it says, and I will wait upon the Lord that hideth his face from the house of Jacob, and I will look for him. So you see what's happening, If God has hidden from you his face, And you're looking for him. Is that not right? Right? You're doing everything you can to look for him. You're fasting. You're praying. You're asking people to forgive you. And all you just doing everything. And you just cutting out everything in your life because you're looking for God. And he has hid himself from you. Is that right? Come on, think about it now. But this is what you got to do. You got to keep looking, You keep looking, and he says, seek him while he may be found, you know. Now, he has been hidden, but you are seeking him because you can't find him. You can't find him in the way you look for him, the way you try to find him. Is that right? Think about it now. And you never thought that God wouldn't be there, did you not? But you've got to understand the scriptures say that the Spirit of God don't always strive with man. So there is a time that he will leave you on your own. You will be walking into dry places where you cannot feel anything. Oh, and nothing seems to work for you at all. And you get very discouraged, and you be walking around in despair. It looks like everything you try to do done went wrong. Everybody you talk to, nobody seems to have an answer for your dilemma. Is that right? Think about it now. Now, let me read on a little further. I'll read two more scriptures in that same Isaiah 8. Chapter, he said, 18th verse, behold, I and the children whom the Lord had given me are for signs and for wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts, which dwelleth in Mount Zion. 19, and when they shall say unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits. Now, you see, why I read this 19th verse is this way. When you come into them positions where you can't feel anything and you don't know anything and it seems like God is not answering any prayers that you make, you fasted and you've done everything that you thought to do in order to feel something. See, that's the whole problem is you want to feel something. So when you get into that realm of wanting to feel something, you go into a realm you ain't supposed to be in, and that is with the enemy. You start looking for and seeking after familiar spirits, don't you? And wizards and peepers and all of them people and muttering and everything. Like this is what he's saying here in Isaiah, the 19th chapter. This is what you do. And you look for something that should not a people seek unto their God. For the living, you shouldn't seek the living among the dead. This is what you're doing because these things are dead. They have no life within them. Do you understand today what we are talking about? Because they are not of God. This is not what God wants you to do. Even though you can't feel anything, you can't see anything, there's no miracles happening, there's no answered prayer in your life at this time, but you are continually doing what? Looking for a feeling. And it ain't about the feeling, because your feelings can fool you. Did you hear what I'm saying? Those feelings can fool you. Do you get the picture? Come on now, think about it. Haven't you been going around talking about, I don't feel this? You know how when somebody asks you something or wants you to do something, you say, well, I don't feel this. In other words, you don't feel like doing it, right? He said you do it because it was good to do it. This is what you do. Don't let your good be even spoken of. Just do it because you're good. Do it because you belong to Christ Jesus, and it's right to do whatever it is you were asked to do, and not on your feelings, but what the words say concerning it. And he told you to be friendly. You be friendly. He didn't tell you what kind of friends to be friendly with. You try to be friendly with everybody. You understand? You see what I'm saying? But because you don't feel like they are the right people, they don't have enough money, they don't have enough prestige, you don't want to be nowhere around them. You don't feel them. You know how you say that the saying going today, I just don't feel this. I don't feel that. I don't feel the other. I hear people saying that. But what has that got to do with your salvation, I would like to know? What has feeling got to do with it? Can you answer that today? Is there any way? God is trying to get us and to get this through us to the fact that you trust me, huh? You don't go on what you feel, because if you wait for yourself to feel something, you ain't going to never feel nothing. Do you see? With nothing that amounts to anything, all you're going to do is get yourself in trouble. You'll end up seeking these wizards and warlocks and whatever. This is what you'll end up doing, looking for them instead of looking for God Almighty. This is what you're supposed to do, because he is truth, huh? He is the way, the truth, and the life. This is what he said. And let me tell you, you ain't going nowhere. What you going? In a devil's hell. That's all the place you go. I know you don't like to hear that, and people don't like to hear they going to hell. They think everybody going to heaven. Everybody's not going to heaven, so ain't no sense in nobody lying to you. And don't you let nobody lie to you, because if you sin, if you come out of the will of God and you do your own thing because you're not feeling it, you going to hell. That's where you're going to end up in, with the devil and his angels. This is where you will be. I know you don't like to hear that. People don't like to talk about the devil, but listen, that's what he got you out here fooled up for. Say, dang, I ain't real. I ain't no devil. Ain't no devil out here nowhere. That's just a lie they told you. Just keep on believing that and watch where you'll end up in there with him. You see, because you don't believe him, and he wants you to be like that. He don't want you to believe in God. You see, he don't want you to trust God. He wants you to go on what you feel. See, you see, they don't love you. Can't you feel it? You don't feel no love. The person could be just a person that don't show how much they love you, and they could be loving you more than anybody in the world, but they don't know how to show it. Do you understand? This is the problem with a lot of people, is they don't know how to show how they love you. And what would you accept as being love? Do you hear what I'm saying? You won't accept everything as being love. And suppose they slap you and say they love you. You say, now that ain't love. You want to slap them back. Isn't that right? Glory be to God. But here's what you've got to do. Trust who? God. And God don't want you to go on your feeling, but he wants you to do what? Have faith in him. Do you hear me now? Have faith in him. Now, you supposed to have faith in him in the beginning. Is that right? Shouldn't you? And you should do what? Cling to his promise, God's promises, not what somebody else say that show you feel. Well, when you feel it, let me know. So you're going to trust him because you're waiting for him or her to show you a feeling. Show you a feeling, not God's feeling. God, you don't know what God feel in the first place, you see. So he has hid himself from you because he wants you to do what? Trust him. He wants you to focus on him, huh? He wants you to focus on his unchanging love. See, his love don't change. You see, you so busy feeling, won't feel until you want to be all hooked up to somebody who changed day and night. Every time you look, they change. You think they come and they going. This week they one way, next week they another way. They changing constantly, you see. So you can't go on that feeling, huh? You cannot go on that type of feeling. You've got to go on the faithfulness of Jesus Christ. You've got to go on what God has promised you and told you that he was going to do. What the word say, huh? What did the word say? Just because you're a little dry right now don't mean God is gone, huh? You've got to learn how to do what? Rest in his word. Can you rest in his word? The words that you know. What have you heard? You've heard some preacher say something or another to that effect. Can you rest in that word that you've heard? Or were you listening? Were you listening when the word came forth? So therefore there's no word for you to rest in. Huh? Well, go back to the drawing board. Go back to the altar. Mm-hmm. And rest there. Start the seeking more of the Lord, seeking more of his face, you know, seeking more word from him. This is what you need to do. Be seeking more of his word, not looking for some familiar spirit or another, not go out trying to get a word from a mutterer, seek a peeper or somebody. See, the seeker, there's a seeker and there's a peeper. The peeper is those familiar spirit relatives, and the seeker is those that seeking God. You see what I'm saying? All right, now, did you get that? Huh? So stop trying to find a people all the time. You don't need those people. They don't do nothing but take your money and give you nothing. Is that right? They don't satisfy you. Then you steer right back to, well, he don't love me. I didn't feel it. I just can't feel it. I'm not feeling this. You know how people talk, and you talk that way yourself sometimes. But you was lack of knowledge at that time. Now your knowledge has been made clear, so you got it now, right? All right, come on now. You got it right now. We back to it. Glory be to God, because let me tell you what Hebrews 11:6 says. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Do you hear me? He said, to them that diligently seek him. You have got to seek him with all your heart, mind, soul, and body. You've got to give it all to Christ today. This is what you've got to do. Huh? You can't half hardly do it. You know what I mean? You just can't do that. You've got to give it all to him. Everything. He requires it all, because he gave you all. When he gave you his son, Jesus, oh, yes, to be a preparation for your sin, he gave that to you. So you got to give all to him also. Isn't that all right? Come on now. Give him all now. But he wants you to have faith in him. Huh? And it's impossible to please him any other way. You hear what I'm saying? So no wonder sometimes he have to get distant from you. He have to hide his face from you, huh? Because he wants your focus on him, huh? Totally. If he's there, you can't focus, can you? Mm-mm. When he's there, you can't focus. When you start focusing, it's when he's gone and you can't find him. Then you want to focus. Then you want to look. Then you want to seek him. Then you want to find him. All with many tears, and all you just go, 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 and mourn and cry. All of this you do because you want him now, don't you? Mm-hmm. You don't want him till he's gone. That's it. As they always say, you don't miss the water to the well go dry. That's the only time you miss it then. Glory be to God. Is you one of them? I sure hope not. Oh, my God. But we just want you to rest in the word, not your feelings, huh? And realize that God want to take you into a deeper level of, guess what? From a word we used last night in Bible study, maturity. Huh? He want to take you to a deeper level of maturity. This is where he want to take you. But you cannot go on your feelings. Do you get it? You're going to have to learn how to do what? Have faith in him. Trust him. Believe who he is, that he came, that you may have life and more abundant life. Do you see? You're going to have to believe that, because he gave that to you in his will. He put it, and it was very much for you, those that are called by his name. That's who it's for. Not those out there in the world that's doing everything they big enough to do. They don't have this word. You see what I'm saying? You have this word. So you should rest in it and believe it beyond a shadow of a doubt. This is what you should do today. Glory be to God. Let me tell you, you're going to do it too, aren't you? I know you're going to do it today. Let me tell you. Any kind of friendship that you have based on emotion is what? It's shallow. It is shallow. You hear what I'm saying? It's only based on, and how do women get in trouble with men, huh? Because their emotions, they all their love is based on their emotions. Is that right? Think about that, how they feel and how the man feel. But I'm finding out something. You know, when them people used to put people together for various reasons of old, you know, and some of them do it in some countries now. They marry them off to this one or that one, you know, and it's not about feelings. Hmm? Whatever they have, whether it be political or otherwise, when they put them together, it's for a reason and not for feelings. It's for a promise the family made to another family, perhaps, in various ways. Pardon me. These things go on. So you're not in there caused by feelings, so therefore you stay there longer. Come on, because you weren't in no feeling thing in the first place. Do you hear me? So now listen, when you get into a relationship, is it love or is it just how your emotions going? Huh? Are you in love with the thought of love? So when you're in love with the thought of love, that means your emotions is ruling you, huh? So therefore, you will make all type of mistakes. Do you hear what I'm saying? And when you look around, you find yourself, well, I'm going over to the soothsayer, and I'm going to find the root worker. And some want to even use the church, the prophets of the church, for that same purpose. They will try to use the prophets of the church. Say, I'm going for a word to see how my marriage is. Maybe they're going to tell me where my husband at or where my wife at or who they running around with. See, so you want to try to use them for that same purpose because you don't know the difference between the people and the seeker. The ones that seek the Lord, the ones that know the Lord, are the ones that don't know him and only peeping, trying to find out. You see what I'm saying? Oh, hallelujah, anyhow. Glory be to God. So it's shallow. So listen, don't let so much trouble worry you, because if God promised to bring you out and he promised you, what did he promise you? He say, let me see. Praise God. Let me read this for you so you'll see it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, this is what he wants you to do. I want you to hear this. He said, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. For he had said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Did he not tell you that? He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. So why are you trying to find somebody else to tell you it's okay to have you let your feelings go? And you know, I'm waiting for them feelings for the feel good. You waiting for Dr. Feel Good or somebody. Is that what you waiting for? And there's so many people out there waiting for that. They with this feeling going on thing, you know, and it's wrong. I'm gonna tell you, because Jesus said he'll never leave you, nor will he forsake you. Now, just because you don't feel nothing, just because you can't see, you don't see a miracle, you know, and you know today we don't see no miracle, but we always trying to find one. We always trying to follow one. But if I'm not mistaken, the words say that these signs shall follow them that believe. If you're a believer, the signs going to follow you, not you running around trying to find them and follow them. That's all. You're trying to find them and broken its back. You're trying to find a people. That's what you're trying to find, okay? Because the seeker is there. He will never leave you. He'll always be there with you to take care of you through the storm, through the fire, through whatever is occurring in your life. No matter how everybody's turning back on you, no matter how your family's even turning back on you and they talk about you bad and everything, call you all kind of names and everything, you know, no matter about that. He said he's going to still be there with you, but you've got to keep the faith. Have the faith to believe that he's going to be there. Do you hear me? Even when you feel sick and feel bad and everything in your body's aching with pain all over and everything, you know what? You just got to trust God that he said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord that healeth thee. He's going to heal you. You just got to wait on it. You understand? It don't come when you want it, but it's always on time. And that is the truth. You hear what I'm saying? So you need to cling to the promise, cling to the word of the living God. That's what you need to do today. You hear me? You need to cling to it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it'll show you that you are becoming mature in the Lord. Mm-hmm. Because you're not going to stand around and let your feelings dictate to your life whether God is real or not. Huh? That's all it is. The devil is just trying to work on you and tell you God ain't real. Oh, and you need to go over here and talk to Sister Palm Reader Lady or somebody. Talk to somebody you know you ain't got no business talking to, instead of go talk to your pastor or somebody like that. Mm-hmm. So you go and talk to somebody else. And what happens? Huh? God become distant to you because you cannot see God for seeing them. Huh? Because he definitely will leave you alone when you start seeking out him. Hmm? Come on now. You think about it. Thinking of you. He told you not to have no idols. That's what he told you. Leave them idols alone. Hmm? You're not supposed to have them. That's not what he have you here for, the idols. But we make idols of everything. We make idols of people also and stuff we make idols out of, you know? Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. But so you're going to have to learn. God will be distant if you got idols standing up there in his stead. You're going to hear them and not hear him. Come on. Come on. Think about it now. Who are you listening to today? I want to know, who are you listening to today? Oh, my. So listen here. Huh? Now, any kind of thing that come in your life, friendships included, don't base it just on emotions. What did God say? I'll put it even in this way. What did God say about it? Huh? Did God say, this is your friend, you can trust them? Or did he tell you to leave them alone, get yourself as far away from them as possible? But no, you want to stay with them because they know a lot of people and they got a lot of money. Maybe they're giving you a few quarters, huh, or something like that. Maybe they're giving that to you, so therefore you want to stick around because you want something for nothing. Hmm? Come on, think about why you there, huh? That's all you're getting. When God is telling you to leave that person alone, leave that situation alone, but you want to stay in that situation, do you hear me? Because you can only see one way. You're not focused on anything else but that one way. And that one way you are focusing on is dark. You hear me? Nothing but shadows loom around that space. Do you hear what I'm saying? Oh, my. See, God is not distant from you. He's right there by your side. He's right there with you right now. Do you hear me? God is right with you right now. Wouldn't you want to be acquainted with him today? Come on forth now. Get acquainted with him. Talk to him. Talk to him like he's right there. Now, since he's there, but you can't see him, but talk anyhow. Now, don't be surprised when he answers you. Huh? Don't get scared. Don't be fearful. Just talk to God. And tell God, I want to know the real you. Huh? I want to know the real you. Yes, you do. I know you do. Come on now. Amen, amen. You know we have Brother Mike, Deacon Mike with us here today. We're going to see what he has to say today. All right.
I want you to continue to go on. Hey, I want you to continue to go on. It was getting good to me. You know, I just thank the Lord for being on again today with the apostle. And you know what she was saying is so true. Some people just want to follow the crowd, actually. Some people just want to follow just where they think is the end, where they think this is a cool person, you know, that some of the cool going to rub off on them. You know, ain't no cool going to rub off on them. Let me just put you that way. But they think they can be around them just so it can happen. You know, but why not be around God's people? You know, and this is the thing. Be around God's people. Maybe some of God will rub off on you in that aspect. And that's what I was thinking about, is that maybe God will rub off on you. And then what she was saying reminded me of the story as well, when the woman crawled on the ground just to touch the hem of Jesus' garment. You know, so she tried to get it with him also. So, you know, but she made it there just to touch the hem of his garment. Why can't you or me touch the hem of his garment at this point in time? You know, but we have to try. We have to crawl and we have to try. And that's what it's all about. We have to try to touch the hem of his garment. We have to get there to reach this point to where we are going to be there to try to reach the hem of his garment. See, a lot of times we don't try. We give up before we get there. As Apostle was saying, why not talk to Jesus? You know, I talk to him every day now. You know, I done got in the habit. I'm talking every day now. Because of the fact of the matter is, you know, I found out that's who I need to talk to. You know, that's the best person to talk to is talk to Jesus. You know, because of the fact of the matter is, Jesus always going to tell you something good. He ain't going to tell you nothing bad. You know, if he don't answer, he'll answer you after a while. You know, sometimes it don't need an answer because you probably asked something real crazy. You know, you don't know. But the thing about it is, it was important to you at the time, but, you know, it may be down on the list of Jesus. But we don't know. But we have to understand that God will answer. But you have to be sincere when you talk to him. You have to be honest with yourself, and you have to be honest with God. Because if you're not honest with yourself, how can you be honest with God? And a lot of people don't realize that because they try to pull the wool over God's eyes. I don't know why they try that, but they do. You know, because they try to pull the wool over the saints' eyes and stuff like that. But trying to pull the wool over the saints' eyes is just like trying to pull the wool over God's eyes, because you're trying to fool his people. Don't try to fool God's people, because that's a no-no. And all you're doing is heading for a fall, you know, but people do try these things. People do get into these things. And as Apostle was talking about that friendship thing, you know, a lot of times we don't realize that some friends is not meant to be your friend. People don't understand that, but they just want to cling. A lot of times people want to cling to the past. The past is gone. It's no longer there. You can't bring that back once it's gone. All you can do now is say hello and goodbye, and we had a good time back then, but this is where I'm at now. If you just point this out to people, maybe they'll get an understanding of it. But if you don't say anything, how are they going to know if you changed or not? See, some people can tell if you changed. Some people want to pull you back to where you was at. And those are the people you need to stay away from, because instead of being happy that you changed and you came up in life, they want to pull you back down. And those are the type of friends you don't need. But it seems to me that people gravitate to those type of friends more than they do to the ones who are trying to help them and pull them up. And why is that? That's because that's what the devil wants you to do. Because the devil want to keep you down. The devil want to keep his foot on you. But in order for you to move that foot off of you, you have to stay in tune with Jesus. You have to stay in tune with God and the Word of God to get that foot up off of you. You know, to stop letting the devil press you down. Because of the fact, a lot of times we allow these things to happen by the company we keep, our thought lives, and as Apostle was saying, our spiritual maturity. Now, if we go up in the spirit and we grow up in the spirit, we'll grow up in strength also. And that's what we have to do. We have to learn to grow up in our strength and grow up in our knowledge of God to keep these things away from us and keep it off of us. As we were talking about spiritual maturity last night, and it's so true about a lot of us are not mature enough, you know, and I don't call myself mature either. I call myself still growing up. I have a lot of growing up to do, but, you know, I'm still striving to grow up. I'm still learning every day, and that's what it's all about, still trying to stretch ourselves to learn every day, and we're still trying to keep a good prayer life going. You're still trying to talk to the Lord every day, you know, but, you know, as Apostle was saying, sometimes you just get up in the morning and feel blasé. You don't want to get into nothing. You don't want to do nothing. You all of a sudden you just feel like everything shut down on you. You know, and we all have these moments sometimes. You know, that's what you call one of them sluggish mornings, you know, that we try to get over. Like people used to say, that's a Monday. You know, no one wants to get up on a Monday. You know, I wonder why is that? You know, you think about that. Why people don't want to get up on Monday? Why don't they? You know, but they'll jump up on Saturday and Sunday. You know, you jump up on Sunday to go to church. You jump up on Saturday to do the yard. You know, so why is that? So why is Monday so hard to get a hold of? You know, if Mondays are hard to get over, they call Wednesday hump day, trying to get over the hump. So what happened to Tuesday? Tuesday you just cruised? You know, and all of a sudden you going uphill, and when you get to Wednesday, that's the hump day. Okay, you know, that never made sense to me. You know, but, you know, a lot of things don't make sense to me sometimes. You know, but a lot of things do, you know. So we just have to learn to divide these things, to find out what's right and what's wrong for us, you know. But people don't know that God is the one that's right for us, and we need to get on board with that, because Jesus will carry us through anything we want to be carried through, and we need to learn how to be accepted to that. And we need to learn to accept the fact that God is our true and our only one. And we don't I can't say we don't, I just say I don't want to be back to where I was. I'd rather go forward in life. I'd rather to bring myself up out of the doldrums and out of the thing. You know, I can't say that I'm hanging around the same people anymore, because I'm not. You know, because of the fact of the matter is, they still want to be into the same things that they were in the past. They still want to do the same things. They still want to drink and drive, which I think is dumb. They still want to get into the whoremongering and things to that nature. You know, so why put yourself in that when you came out of all of that? Why do you want to go back there? You know, I don't want to go back there, because I found out that that's not the way to go, that that's not right, that that way of life is wrong. And, you know, so why should I hang around those type of friends? Now, don't get me wrong, they still my friends, but they my friends from a distance. You know, I can say I've been knowing them a long time, and they're still my friends from a distance. That don't mean I got to ride with them or do everything with them like that, but they're still my friends in the long run. You know, all I can do is talk to them about God, talk to them about Jesus, talk to them about their wrongs. You know, so I guess that's why they don't come by and pick me up, because they don't want me to preach to them. You know, but that's okay also. You know, but they'll come to me sooner or later. They'll ask me, you know, but that's okay, too. You know, whenever they do, hey, it's fine, too. But the point of the matter is, God is with us, and God will always be with us. God will be with me, and he'll be with you. And that's what we need to understand, that God is always there with us. All we got to do is reach out our hand and reach out our hand and try to touch the hem of his garment as the woman did. You know, and that's what we have to do, learn to crawl to get out there to reach the hem of his garment, to learn to crawl to reach up and see and touch him. And, you know, because if we do that, we'll know that we're growing up in the Lord because of the fact we're trying to strive to get there. We're trying to strive to get our healing, to get our blessings. We're striving to feel the miracles because, you know, we see miracles every day. But it's like, as apostles say, what do you deem a miracle? I deem a miracle as you woke up this morning and you started breathing. That's a miracle in itself because you're seeing another day. So that's a miracle. So, you know, you got your eyes on your family. That's a miracle. You can still hear. That's a miracle. You know, we're around miracles every day, every moment of the day. As long as we're alive and we're breathing and we're talking and we're hearing and we're seeing, you know, whatever the things that we're doing, that's a miracle in itself because we don't have to be here. God didn't have to allow us to be here. But we have work to do. And that's what we have to look at. We have work to do because God is in store for us. He is waiting there for us to make our move. And the thing what I'm saying is you have to make your move today. You have to make that move toward God and to accept him as he is with us. Because he accepts us for the way we are, so why can't we accept him for the way he is? And that's what I'm saying about. But you get out there and you'll accept a no good friend to accept them for what they are, but you don't want to accept yourself and accept God. So why not accept God? Why not accept him for who he is? Why not accept the way he is? You know, and that's what it is. We can't depend on these so-called friends, you know, like that, these so-called people who like to hang us down, who like to be an ankle ball on us, who also, let's put it to you this way. If you're going to be around sin, you'll wind up picking up sin. Because sin is waiting on you. Sin is always around the corner waiting on you. The devil is always right there, one step back, they're waiting on you. The devil is waiting on us to fail anyway, because so he can laugh and say, I got you. So let's not give him that plane to wait. Let's not give that to him. Let's keep our heads above water. Let's keep Jesus in mind. Let's keep him honest with us. Let's keep him in tune with us to keep us going. And that's what we need to do. We need to keep God in every form, shape, and fashion in our lives. We need to understand that God is with us. And I can't stress that enough, that God's been with me a long time now. You know, if it hadn't been for prayer, I probably wouldn't be here. You know, and I keep thinking about that a lot of times. I lay in the bed and I think about these things. I've came a long way to be still living now. I've came a long way to be into God right now because of the fact of the matter is I was warned and stuff by the prophet, and I understand that the things that's going on with me now is because of the fact I bought these things on myself. And this is what I realized, that I did it to myself. I can't blame anybody else for these things. I did it to myself because of the fact of the matter is when God gave me the word, when the Holy Spirit gave me the word, I chose to ignore it. So that's on me. That's not no one else, but that's on me. But I have to rectify that situation now because of the fact of the matter I have to go through to get through. And that's the point. I have to go through to get through. It might take a little longer than it did before, but hey, what can I say? The end results is more important to me now than it is. And the journey is worth it all to me because it's fun in the journey because you're learning, you're picking up things, and there's a lot of things that's opening up. My eyes are opening up to these so-called people, these so-called friends. My eyes are opening up more. So therefore, I understand more of a lot of things that I didn't understand before because Christ is the one that's leading me. The Holy Spirit is the one that's leading me because I've learned to let the Holy Spirit lead me more than it ever did before. So once I let God and the Spirit lead me more, I can't help but to go the right direction. And that's the point. We got to help ourselves to go to the right direction because then once we hold on to God, God's word and we hold on to it, it can't help but lead you to the right direction. It can't help but lead you to the right path. See, that's the point. We try to follow things that doesn't pertain to Jesus Christ and the word of God. But we got to learn to grab hold of these things so that we can be brought forth to the word of God. We can lead us to the word of God, lead us to the right path of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that's what we need to do. We need to learn how to lead, to let ourselves be led by the Holy Spirit and by Jesus Christ. We need to learn how to maintain ourselves in the Spirit. See, a lot of times the devil will wait for that one moment to pounce on you. That one little moment. It can be so minuscule that you won't even know it had happened, but it be done happened. Next time you know it, you be done cussed. You be done did something stupid, and you don't even know it, because that's what happens. That's how the devil gets to you. You know, and the devil always try to get to you when you least expect it. And that's what we're here to tell you today, is watch out. Be careful. Learn how to stay in tune. And I'm Deacon Michael, and I'm glad that Apostle Porter gave me a few words, a little moment to them. And right now I'm going to turn this over to Sister Diane to give you the announcements and things at this moment. Go ahead, Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you, that was an awesome word coming from Apostle Porter and Deacon Michael. I tell you, God is good. You need to check yourself and see if you're in your dry season. But you know what? Like I say, God is good, because I was looking at the story with Saul, where he in turn, where he killed off the soothsayers and all of them, but he turned back and he went to, you know, the soothsayer to find out about Samuel so that he can reach to Samuel. And Deacon Michael was talking about, you know, the woman that stretched out to touch the hem of the garment of Jesus. I tell you, God is good. Now, those are two totally different scenarios, but I tell you, I can't even go in to what it is. But you know what? You tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. to Blog Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Also, you can tune in to blogtalkradio.com. Time to talk about it. And listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. I tell you, it is awesome. It is awesome. It is awesome. Write it on a piece of paper. You know, write a website. Write a phone number down. Share it with someone. You know, someone may be having a bad day. Just pass it along to them. Just give it to them. And just have them call in that we can pray for them online, right there, live and direct. Also, every Friday night at 11 p.m., we have the Wailing Walls prayer line. That call-in number is 567-314-9757, code 3333-POUND. That's 567-314-9757, code 3333-POUND. It's every Friday night at 11 p.m., and that is hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. So come on, let's pray one for another and tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Every Monday at 3 p.m., we have Deacon Michael, what I'm just saying. That call-in number is 917-889-2211. That's 917-889-2217. That's every Monday at 3 p.m. And at times, we also have Bishop Porter on there. So you know what? Give Deacon Michael a call on Monday at 3 p.m. And he can also pray for you, and you can ask him whatever you want. So know that God loves you and you are blessed. Till then, be blessed.
all asleep. There was so much on my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying how the story ends,
when I let go, God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.